Jealousy may be cute at first, but it can drive a toxic wedge between partners.
Hello, lovely people! Welcome to another episode of the Bubbly BBs podcast. I'm your host, Nazi Kinu, sharing with you some good and positive vibes every week to get you all pumped up. So, yes, we are in the Valentine's week. And as I told you in my previous podcast, this week it's gonna be dedicated to all lovers out there, even those single ones. No worries, because I've got so many things coming up for you. In my previous podcast, I talked about how you can stop feeling insecure and jealous in your relationships. And I say that this was the first part. And now I'm coming with the second part, all ready and fresh. Are you ready? Let's check it all out. Most of us feel pangs of self-doubt every now and then, which is totally normal. But when it comes to jealousy in relationships, personal insecurities, and comparison, it can actually drive a wedge between you and your partner. Insecurity is good to some extent because, you know, it makes you work harder in the relationship and value your partner even more. But, if there's too much insecurity though, it can create a toxic atmosphere in the relationship and can wreak havoc on your confidence. It can even separate partners who love and care for each other so much for years. When insecurity or jealousy begins to surface, it can often appear harmless and somewhat adorable. But if it sinks its teeth too deep into the relationship, it can make you act out of character and harm your relationship. If that's the case and it's taking a toll on you and your partner, you've come to the right place. In my podcast, I'm gonna give you some tips what you can do to kick those insecurities and negative thoughts about your partner and everything else, and start enjoying your relationship. If you haven't yet listened to the first part of this podcast, I recommend you to go and listen to it because I've given a lot of pieces of advice there that you can use. Very helpful. Now let's get ready to the second part of this podcast. Trust yourself and your partner. Of course, it will come as a shock to no one when I say that trust is the key to, you know, happy, healthy relationships. Trust not only means sharing your deepest secrets with your partner without worrying that they're gonna blab them to anyone who will listen, but it also brings you comfort in knowing that they mean what they say, that they're not gonna betray or hurt you. Both partners can practice trust by living up to their word, being emotionally and physically present in their relationship, and by being accountable to each other. It's also important to trust your own instincts. If your partner has never given you a reason to distrust them, then don't, honey. However, if you feel a deep needling at your core telling you something that's just not right, trust your gut. Yes, trust your gut. And it's important that you find the root cause of your insecurity. You can't banish something if you don't acknowledge it exists. So dig deep and think back to what is causing you so much grief in your current relationship. Was it something your mom said when you were 5 years old that's stuck with you? Is it something your primary teacher told you that really lowered your self-esteem? Could it be something your partner is doing that's making you question their motives? Or even that underhanded comment some random person said to you one time? Whatever it is, your romantic relationship will benefit if you know what the source of your insecurities are. Then you'll be ready to tackle it head on. I promise. Insecurities are tough suckers to get rid of. That's no secret. They're like, you know, the lice of your emotional stabilities. Oh, so annoying and really hard to banish. Building your self-esteem is the only way to get rid of your insecurities, or at least keep them at bay. But how to do this? Well, you can practice self-care. For instance, book yourself a luxury spa day, start exercising, start dancing, cooking, or doing something you really love. It's best to work on one habit you'd like to get rid of and one you'd like to create. For instance, something that you don't like doing is eating chewing gum or smoking. You can get rid of this habit and start something healthy, eating healthier, going to work every morning, going to a belly dance class. It all depends. Channel your anxieties into something productive instead. If you're looking to banish jealousy, overthinking, insecurities, and any other negative thoughts that's not serving your relationship well, start exercising or doing something active if you can't. It may sound a bit bizarre, but the truth is getting your heart rate up for at least 30 minutes each day can actually help boost your self-esteem and promote positive mental health. Studies show regular exercise can help reduce anxiety, depression, and boost your mood. It can also clear your headspace, giving you time to meditate or just hang back and enjoy the high from your workout. So go and do some exercising. Let go of the negative relationship experiences of your past. Past experiences can really mess up your love life. Remembering how a shady ex made you feel undesired and unappreciated can transfer over to your new relationship and make your insecurities snowball out of control. The only way you can move on is by letting go of your negative experiences. Talk to a therapist, friends, family, or your current partner about your past experiences. By talking openly about hurtful situations you've been in during past relationship, you can help your current partner understand you better. And let's face it, sometimes it's just cathartic to let it all out. One of the most common pieces of relationship advice that you'll see everywhere is the importance of communication in relationships. And yes, this is for a good reason. Part of being in a healthy relationship means having the ability to talk to each other about anything under the sun. Yes, we mean it. Whether it's periods, exes, or even that unsettling dream you keep having that you're too gross out to tell anyone about. Feeling jealous or insecure sometimes mean having kind of awkward conversations with your partner, but it's 100% worth it. So how can you approach your partner if you want to tell them that you're insecure and jealous?
Well, to find out how to approach your partner and have a proper conversation with them, stay tuned for the third part of this series where I'm gonna share even more amazing tips how you can stop feeling jealous and insecure in your romantic relationship or friendship, and some great ways you can start a conversation with your partner. So let's get all ready for this, and don't forget to subscribe to me and check my other podcast that I did this week. As I told you, this week's gonna be all for Valentine's week. So check out all the podcasts coming up this week. Until then, have a really nice Valentine's week. Whether you're in relationship or you're alone, you can spend some me time with yourself. Date yourself. Yes, go date yourself. I have done a podcast on the importance of spending me time, and I'm gonna do it more and more because me time is my favorite time. I mean, it has to be the favorite time of everybody. Me time is so important that it has to be part of your daily life. I'm gonna dedicate all podcasts specially for me time, which I already did for when you're just yourself, but me time in a relationship as well. Many people think that when you are in a relationship, you don't need to spend time alone. You want to spend 24 hours with a partner doing every single thing together. But honey, this can lead to chaos. Well, if you want to know how you can spend me time when you are in a relationship, stay tuned for this episode coming really soon, and stay tuned for the next part of the series for more amazing tips. Until then, thank you for joining me. Have a lovely week and stay safe out there. This was your favorite host, the Bubbly Bibi.